It's official. The greatest alpine skier in the history of the sport is Burke Mountain Academy alum Michaela Schifrin. Schifrin set the World Cup record for career victories by taking first place in a slalom race in Sweden. It was her 87th World Cup win, and it broke a tie with Ingemar Stenmark on the all-time list for first place World Cup wins for men or women in the sport of skiing. Schifrin is set to compete in three more races at next week's World Cup finals, and she's already secured this year's giant slalom season title. And here to talk about Schifrin's time at Burke Mountain Academy and what her big win means to her alma mater is Diane Roff, Program Director for BMA's Junior Program and an Olympic and World Cup Alpine Ski Champion herself. Diane Roff, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Mitch. It's pretty exciting times for Michaela.
Oh, and for Burke Mountain, too, I would imagine. First of all, what can you tell our listeners about what kind of training is provided at ski academies like Burke and how long Burke has been offering training to athletes like Michaela Schifrin?
Sure. So Burke Mountain Academy was the first ski academy available to athletes that, you know, saw skiing as a passion and wanted to be able to continue a high level of academic education, as well as continue to get better as ski racers. And I think it's a pretty special thing here in Vermont, because I think Vermonters can really relate to just being in the mountains. And the unique thing about Burke Mountain Academy is that we're set in the Northeast Kingdom. We're on the side of the mountain and we're up here sort of on our own. And the kids that choose to come here, like Michaela and myself, you know, we really wanted to be the best in the world, and we wanted a place where we could focus solely on pursuing that passion.
And you've been doing that since the early 70s, is that right?
Yes. So since 1970, the academy has been operating and in the same place, starting in the same red farmhouse we call Fraser, up here on the side of the mountain.
Well, Michaela Schifrin attended Burke Mountain Academy from 2009 to 2013. I understand that she grew up in Colorado, but chose to come to Vermont to train in her years, you know, learning how to race, essentially. And given Colorado's reputation for some of the best ski conditions in the world, I'm wondering why you think she chose to train in Vermont instead.
It's interesting because most of the World Cup is located in Europe, and the European training venues are similar to our snow that we have in the east. So there's the same sort of freeze-thaw cycle that creates that, what we affectionately call eastern ice. You know, with the dry conditions and the elevations out west, they don't get that same type of snow condition. So While not all free skiers may like the eastern ice, for us to be a racer and be successful all over the world, it's really perfect conditions.
So if you could ski the east, you could really ski anywhere, pretty much, you know, those slicker conditions, I guess.
Yeah.
And Diane, you're no stranger to the podium. You won a gold medal in giant slalom at the 1985 World Championships. You were just 17 when that happened. You took silver in the giant slalom at the 92 Winter Olympics in France and gold in the Super G in Lillehammer in 1994. So you know better than really anyone how being off for even a fraction of a second can make the difference on whether a racer medals or not. Given those incredibly slim margins in the sport, what goes through your mind when you consider what Michaela Schifrin has accomplished here?
It's really a Herculean feat for the sport, and particularly for Michaela. You know, it's difficult to be a child prodigy such as she was growing up. There's a tremendous amount of pressure internally and externally that comes along with that. Michaela has done a better job than anybody, obviously, in the history of the sport in being able to manage the pressure of her own expectations and stay consistent to the quality of her training and focus on the training. It's a phrase we use a lot. If you can put money in the bank, you can make the withdrawals when they're needed. And throughout her entire career, externally, you know, the media and the public and her fans are so excited about her. But she still has to execute. And she's had some speed bumps along the way that are completely normal to any athlete at that level of the sport. You know, at the end of the day, I think it's going to be very hard for anybody to ever break her record again, because she's not even close to done.
Right. Who knows how many more victories she can pile up by the time she actually retires. It's really quite remarkable. Diane, what stood out to you about Michaela Schifrin as a person as well as an athlete? What I'm getting at is, were there any signs, you know, that you saw in her just as the kind of person she is, and you may have spoken to this a little bit already, but anything that would kind of indicate to you that she might eventually become the winningest skier in the sport's history?
There are a bunch of what we'll call green flags for Michaela that we saw. You know, we often talk about inhibitors, but with Michaela, you know, she created her own wealth of opportunities with her attitude and her character. For her, she loved to train. So even as a child, and, you know, I'm junior program director here at Burke Mountain Academy for children's racing, which is U14 and below. And even as a child, Michaela was incredibly focused on her training volume and her training quality. And she probably skied more than anybody else in her age group across the world. I think an additional thing for Michaela is her athleticism. She embraces all other sports and all other athletic activities. While she was a ski racer, she also was a soccer player, and she also rides a unicycle and does so many other things to continue, you know, having a wide range of athletic abilities. And then number three, she trained with intent so that she knew how to race. She trained in a way that practiced racing in her mind, and she was always chasing the fastest skiers, whether they were boys, girls, or college age kids or U.S. ski team athletes.
I've heard a lot of interviews and read a lot of information about Michaela Schifrin since this historic win. This is the first time I've heard that she knows how to ride a unicycle. So thank you for providing that detail. That's really interesting. I'm wondering if there's been a benefit for Burke here since, you know, she broke the record in, you know, obviously you already have this wonderful reputation as a major ski academy, but has there been renewed interest now? Are more people sort of knocking on the door, so to speak, saying, hey, I heard that Michaela Schifrin trained with you folks and, you know, I'm interested too, that kind of thing?
I think we have definitely seen that Michaela has inspired particularly young girls. You know, we're seeing a resurgence in, or a surge actually, in young girls that want to be like Michaela, always be faster than the boys. You know, her whole motto, I think, is inspiring to young girls. And Michaela has worked really hard at that. So for us as an organization, I'm seeing a lot of girls at the U12, U10 and U12 age that want to come to BMA because they want to have the possibility of a track that will allow them to be exceptional. If any athlete can come in with a passion for the sport, and that's the, you know, single most thing that will carry them the farthest. You can't come in with half a dream. You have to come in with a whole dream. And I think Michaela's been a major part of that for us here at BMA.
Hmm. Diane Roth is program director for BMA's junior program and an Olympic and World Cup alpine ski champion, speaking with us about Michaela Schifrin, now the winningest skier in the history of alpine skiing. Thank you so much for taking the time, Diane. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mitch.